Hundreds of peaceful demonstrators gathered on the spot where Ian Tomlinson, a local newspaper seller, died of a heart attack during the G20 protests on 1st April. Initially, the police had said that protesters were to blame for interfering with paramedics trying to resuscitate Tomlinson, until, of course, this video was released. It shows a defenseless man, hands in pocket, his back to the police, being beaten with a baton and then shoved to the ground. Minutes later, he collapsed and died. The Independent Police Complaints Commission has now launched a criminal investigation, and the officer in the video has been suspended.
It's very sad that people have taken up his case because he was actually just on his way home. And I feel that actually, even if he had been a protester, that is not the right sort of behaviour that the police should be having. You know, even pushing a protester to the ground is wrong. They had kept people in there for, you know, hours and hours. People just wanted to go home and they weren't letting them.
The police have lied about it and they've tried to cover it up. And I think it is fantastic, and it says a lot that someone was prepared to step forward with the video evidence, and that's been massively important.
Many have since come forward to say they were beaten by the police on that day. Such complaints are common, but proof is difficult to come by, so the emergence of this video could be a watershed moment. The pressure on the police and the tactics used that day is growing. Press TV's crew, among other journalists, were captive within a police cordon for hours that day in a potentially illegal practice called kettling. Demonstrators announced on Saturday that they would hold another march in a few weeks, this time with Tomlinson's bereaved widow and family. They want justice and truth and are determined to keep the pressure up. Farina Alam, Press TV.